This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny, and this is Sonny, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And usually every day I read you a scripture, but today I kind of want to tell like a little story to kind of catch you up, because it'd be hard to read everything I want to say. But, you know, the Israelites, at one time God told them to go to Egypt, and then it said they rose up a king who knew not Joseph. And while they was in Egypt, he took them and he started to make them slaves. And they became slaves of the Egyptians, and they stayed slaves for almost 400-something years. And they started crying out for God to save them, God to save them. They started believing God for Moses, that Moses would come and deliver them. And, well, eventually Moses came, and he delivered them from their bondages. And the thing about it was, once they got free, they still had the mentality of a slave. They constantly wanted to go back to Egypt. They constantly wanted to go back to the way where the things that were they were where they was, and they wanted the garlic and the leeks and everything, and they wasn't happy where God had them. And you know, I started thinking about that story this morning, and I was just praying about it and thinking about it. And you know, I think that's kind of our story, how we were. If you're saved and you're serving God right now, that was you. You was a slave in Egypt, and God set you free. And Pharaoh would kind of be like the devil. He was our taskmaster. He was a ruler over us when we were before we were saved. But now we're saved. We're under God's covenant, and we're and sometimes it can feel like when we're in the desert and we're wandering around and we're not going nowhere. But in those times when we're wandering around and not going nowhere, that's the time that we have to trust God the most. Because, you know, when we're in the desert and we're in the dry places, it's easy to start wanting to go back to Egypt. It's start easy to want to go back to the way we used to do things and slip back into our old sinful self. You know, because there's a thing in our brain. Our brain has a sensor in it where it filters out all the bad things, and it shoves them in a shelf way in the back where you forget about them, so you just remember the good. And that's a good thing to have, because it helps us, our bodies, to heal. Because if all we can remember is the negative things in life, then we wouldn't have a very happy life. We would be always be sad. But because of that filter, it helps to filter out the bad and just keep the good memories. We're able to be prosperous in our lives. But it also, in our walk with God, it also sometimes is not a good thing, because we forget how bad we had it when we was in sin. We forget about all the things that happened to us while we were living in a sinful lifestyle. Because when we was in the world, there was something that was driving us to get saved. There was something that was pulling out, because we was tired of living like we was living. We was empty. We was hollow inside. And then we get out of that lifestyle, God sends the deliverer, that which would be the Holy Spirit, into our lives. And he comes and he delivers us from that sinful situation. But sometimes he brings us out into the wilderness. And at first he gives us manna, and we get all excited and we're all happy and everything. Then he gives us doves, and then we're all happy and excited again. But then sometimes we have to wait, and we have to walk, and we have to walk by faith, not knowing where we're going. And those are the times we want to tend to murmur and complain and not be happy about what God is doing and not be happy about where God has brought us from. But we have to keep our faith up, knowing that the Holy Spirit walks on the side of us, knowing that he's bringing us to the place of milk and honey. And when we go through life's journeys, don't murmur and complain. Be thankful for where God has you, and be focusing on the promise of the milk and honey. And if you do that, you'll enjoy your journey a lot better. So this is today's 5-Minute Nugget, and I want to thank you once again, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.